Hundreds of people demonstrated outside the gates of Seattle's Woodland Park Zoo over the weekend. They were protesting the transfer of the zoo's two elephants, Chai and Bamboo, from Seattle to a zoo in Oklahoma City. The elephants left here on Wednesday, but they were detoured to Southern California, where the caravan has stopped temporarily at the San Diego Zoo. Some people wonder if zoos are really serving their stated purpose to conserve and take care of animals. Catherine Gillespie is one of those people. She's a researcher at the University of Washington Geography Department, and she's a member of the UW's Critical Animal Studies Working Group. Gillespie believes we should start to phase out zoos. She told Ross Reynolds the problem with zoos is they don't always do a good job with conservation and education.
In the case of conservation, one question I would have in particular would be, do we actually need to keep animals in captivity in order to promote conservation? There are plenty of conservation organizations who do amazing work around the world to conserve and build animal populations of endangered species. And so what does actually keeping animals in captivity do to build the conservation project?
Well, one example we heard about from a zoo was the preservation of a northwest butterfly that was revived at the Oregon Zoo. There are some conservation efforts at zoos that are doing good work, aren't there?
I mean, I think one issue would be to ask, are the breeding programs that are happening at zoos able to release animals back into the wild? I mean, aside from sort of preserving a species so that it doesn't go extinct in captivity, if it can't be released back into the wild, how is that improving the sort of biodiversity and ecosystems that we're sort of trying to maintain and save with conservation projects?
Conserving them and saving them just to be in a zoo, you think is inadequate?
That's right.
We talked to Mike Keel, who was at the Oregon Zoo for 40 years, and he said that zoos provide a place for researchers to study animal welfare. Mm-hmm. What about that argument in favor of zoos?
Yeah, so I think that definitely the research is a big part of it, but most of that research is on animal behavior. And so if you're studying an animal in captivity, you're studying an animal in captivity and how that animal behaves in a captive space, which is going to be very different from how an animal would behave in the wild. So I guess I would ask, what kind of information are we getting from studying animals in zoos, and how can that be used? Can it be used to actually understand wild populations, or are those two different things? I would argue that they are sort of two different things, that an animal in a wild population would behave very differently from an animal in captivity.
Well, another argument you hear is that people enjoy seeing animals in the zoo, and in a lot of ways that would build their sentiment towards saving those animals or saving the habitat of those animals. And there's lots of displays at zoos that point out that this is an endangered species. Mm-hmm. How about just the public relations for animals that comes out of zoos?
You know, I think that there is something to be said for sort of coming face to face with another animal, that there can be a moment of sort of recognition and of being moved by an individual.
Even in a zoo,
right. But I think that one thing, especially with, you know, educating children about conservation and sort of appealing to children in that sort of face-to-face meeting, you know, what are we teaching them about animals when they are meeting, you know, an elephant in a captive space like that? I mean, I think one thing we're teaching them is that, like, human dominance over animals is acceptable. And so I think, you know, just speaking to the sort of education component, what is actually being learned there about human-animal relations on a really fundamental level.
Well, Catherine Gillespie, if you got your wish and we started to close all the zoos tomorrow, what would happen to all those animals? Would they die? I mean, they couldn't be released in the wild. Would we have to say, in an effort to end zoos, we'd have to write off all the animals that are currently in zoos?
I think it would be a gradual process. I think that a gradual phasing out of zoos, moving certain species to appropriate sanctuaries could be a good interim move. Thinking about the Woodland Park Zoo and the elephant exhibit, you know, I was just looking at their website and how they frame the elephant conservation now that the elephants have moved to Oklahoma. And, you know, they still are very much committed to elephant conservation, according to their website. I mean, that's one step, I think, in the right direction in terms of, I mean, not that they've been moved to another zoo, but that to phase out these exhibits gradually and to continue the conservation efforts while they're doing that.
Short of phasing out zoos, which probably isn't going to happen tomorrow, I mean, what other steps do you think could be taken to make zoos better places?
I think maybe phasing out the exhibits for the larger larger animals who just can't have the sort of space they need within a city. I think as far as people who frequent zoos, I think transitioning to, you know, going to visit other places, visit local sanctuaries in the area, doing other forms of, you know, of education for your children about animals who are very much in need of conservation. I have a friend who doesn't, you know, take her children to the zoo, and instead she makes sure that they have a really great sort of education in, you know, watching wildlife documentaries and things that actually really in-depth inform the children about a particular species, and they get so much out of that. So I think that sort of creating these alternatives at a sort of institutional level through phasing out certain exhibits, and then also through just on an interpersonal level, how we as sort of consumers and citizens in society.
Catherine Gillespie is a researcher at the University of Washington Geography Department. She's also a member of the UW's Critical Animal Studies Working Group.